Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the planet at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not fighting forest fires, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Only you can prevent forest fires. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you on this Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to midweek. Welcome to Balloons Around the World Day. Welcome to Chick Spy Day. Welcome to Do Something Nice Day. Welcome to Global James Bond Day. Welcome to International Walk to School Day. Welcome to Apple Betty Day. Welcome to Get Funky Day. Welcome to National Kale Day. Welcome to Kiss a Wrestler Day. Welcome to Pumpkin Seed Day. Welcome to Storytelling Day. Acts of Poetry Day. Welcome to World Teachers Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
As we cheers to all of you listening and wish you a happy morning, we ask, how the hell is your coffee? Lex, how the hell is your coffee?
My coffee is delicious this morning. Nice and hot. I've got it in my Twin Cities Film Fest mug. So that feels pretty fun, especially with our recent project Down and Dirty. Very nice today.
Dawn?
Mine's fine. I've got in my MyTalk mug. It's a decaf chai. Where'd you get that Film Fest mug?
Wow, this is from a few years ago.
Okay.
We should ask them for some merch, huh?
We should buy some merch to support them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. We'll get some.
Jason, how's your coffee?
It is fantastic. I had had them add an extra shot of espresso to the use, so ready to go. Cheers, everybody. Cheers. And there we go. There's a woman in, I forgot what state it was. This will teach you to stop trying to do various things for TikTok. Oh. She got into a washing machine. And this first responder had to come over to her house. Two women. And as you're getting ready here, the first responder was not real pleased with these two knuckleheads. One of them took a dare and got stuck in the dryer, I should say, not the washing machine. And the other one tried to get her out, but she couldn't, so they had to call 911. The end of the story is she did get out. They're both fine, so we can all judge them. Because as you're getting ready to hear, the first responder had no patience with knuckle or head. Listen.
Here we go. I'm going to lift you up again.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Cindy, I'm putting this on the internet.
No.
Yes. I'm going to put this on YouTube right now.
We can get you out, okay?
Let her head come out.
No, we can't.
Let me see your head.
Oh, are you kidding me?
You're never doing a dare again.
Ladies, I don't think you understand that you will be paying for this 911 call. No. I'm trying to do my job here. Now get your feet back out, ma'am. Wrap them in this towel right here against the back wall. You ready for this?
Get her out.
Okay. Here we go.
Here she comes.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, let's
one.
Do it. Oh, my gosh. Don't hurt her. Don't hurt her.
Okay.
Here she comes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah.
Don't hurt her.
I would say don't film me. Right?
Yeah.
And
yes.
And if you see these two, it's obvious that they did this on purpose. Mm-hmm. They were doing it for, I think you, she said YouTube, TikTok, whatever. They were being, you know, trying to be dumb. And they were not doing anything productive to help the poor first responder, who, again, you can tell by their voice, was extremely irritated and done with these two.
Oh. The officer brought something up that I'm curious about. Is that what? True? That you
yes.
could, if you, oh, okay, so if you call 911.
I know what you're say. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, what, how much money are we talking here? Are there different degrees of, you know,
I think so.
Misuse of 911?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, first you can get in trouble for doing that.
Yeah.
You can, I don't know if it's a ticket, but you can certainly get in trouble for the misuse of 911, especially if it's a repeated situation. But if they find that it's nefarious or, like in this case, ridiculous, you can, it's the pay for, I think, comes in the form of a fine. So it's not so much paying for, but you are fined, is my understanding. If there is a 911 operator out there, go ahead and tweet us.
Let us know. Well, it looks like Minnesota law, if you call for a false emergency, you can get up to 10 years of prison and or a maximum fine of $20,000. Mm. And especially an emergency that leads to serious injury or death. That's a felony.
Yeah, that'll stop you from getting inside a washing machine.
We should be teaching that in schools. Just right. like, you know, how to change your tire.
Don't call
911 when you shouldn't.
Yeah.
What was the other things? You know, stuff around sex education.
How to finances. Balance your checkbook.
Oh, that financial stuff. Yes.
Don't
financial
get out a credit stuff. Card and not think you don't have to pay it back.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not worth a free t-shirt or a bottle opener.
I don't think credit card companies should be allowed on college campuses like they
oh, they're
they
everywhere.
Were when I was.
They're
yeah,
predatory.
I mean, just like, yeah, I remember getting hounded freshman year. It's like,
yep.
Okay. And it's so enticing because you're like, oh, to you, it's free money. Oh, I can buy a ferret or a cage for the ferret or a lamp.
You bought
or...
Nanook on credit card?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was my first credit card. I got an employee discount.
Uh-huh.
When you buy a ferret, okay. You got to get
right,
the supplies.
That's right, you worked there, too.
Yeah, I worked at Pass Pets. It was called Pass Pets.
It's expensive.
It's you got a special ferret food. You got to get that water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the ferret shavings,
yep.
The cedar shavings for the bottom of their thing. You got to get special ferret shampoo. They don't take
how
regular.
Did that go?
Not well, Dawn. Uh-huh. Not well. Because even and animal people, please don't write us today. This was in the early 90s. Things were different. There were pet stores in the early 90s. But even when you remove their scent gland, which the domesticated ferrets like sold in stores, they did do that. They still have a natural odor.
Yes, they do.
And no matter how much you bathe that thing, it still has an odor.
That thing.
That, yeah, no matter how much you, no matter how much you shampoo it. My friend Ange, every time she would come over, she would ask, she was, can we shampoo it?
Oh.
Can we please just,
because it stinks.
Can we please? And I just, again, when I was in Indy, I saw, Ange was one of the friends I saw, and we talked about that. She goes, God, I hated that thing. I said, I know. I said, I think you manifested its demise. I said, I think Nanook knew that.
Knew that he was bought on credit and never paid
maybe
back.
They never paid, or Dar eventually had to pay for it, I believe. But yeah. But it was the first, I remember the booths. I was right outside the bookstore. And I thought, wow, this is convenient. But Lex used the word predatory.
Yeah,
that's a really good.
I've been one of those predators. That's
really?
How I got started in event marketing. I was in Branson working for the GM card, GM Motors. And they had like, hey, win this car. And so we would be in front of Branson theaters. And it's like, hey, register, win the car. LPS, you're also signing up for a credit card. You know?
Yep.
Not worth the free tchotchke.
I had great numbers.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Did you get bonuses based on what you sold?
No, but I got other jobs from it. People were like, look at her. I mean,
look
then I got
numbers.
Other marketing jobs out of doing that job, and it led to all kinds of great opportunities. But yeah, I do agree. I felt creepy about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Dawn had a reputation in the credit card business. Oh, that she's really good. You should hire her. She has good numbers.
But this couple that got into the dish, the washing machine or the dryer,
they're
whatever.
Friends, yeah.
That's probably the sad part about all of this is that they are going to take that footage. They're going to put it on YouTube.
They already did.
And okay, so I didn't know that part. But all right, it's already up, and I bet it's getting millions of views, and they're making their money back with the revenue on YouTube.
$2,500 for a million views or whatever it is.
Exactly. Yeah. So what is the message there? You know,
kids, go out and be YouTubers. That's the message to kids.
And do things like this, which is so sad.
Yeah. So kids, if you're listening, please don't go in your washing machine or your or your dryer, and don't buy a ferret.
And if when professionals come, the authorities, don't mock it. I mean, yes, they're there to help you, but it's very serious.
Yeah,
you could be stuck in there still.
And you could be taking away their attention from a real emergency.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's the thing, too.
Yes.
It's like, you knuckleheads. New listener rewards, everybody, for the month of October. So sign up. You can win an Aveda prize pack, plus gift cards to Abbott Paint and Carpet, Pat's Tap, Starbucks, and more. Sign up right now by going on our app or at mytalk1071.com. One huge pumpkin and pumpkin spice blank. It's a pumpkin-themed food chat when we come back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. It is Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Everything entertainment, everything Johnny Carson.
Hello there, folks.
This year, this week, marks the 60th anniversary of Johnny taking over The Tonight Show in 1962 over there on NBC, the third host of The Tonight Show. Some entertainment talk coming up a little bit later, but we do this from time to time, a little bit of food news when it pops to the surface, and we have a pumpkin theme. It's perfect because it's fall. One big pumpkin, right, Lex? One big pumpkin.
Enormous. There's a man in New York. He's grown the heaviest pumpkin in United States history.
Whoa.
Any guesses how much it weighs?
72 pounds.
Oh, much more.
Mm, oh. I would say 1,600 pounds.
More.
Oh, really?
Okay. Because one of my favorite things to do is to go see those giant pumpkins at the fair.
Yeah.
This warps them. It's like all of those pumpkins into one.
3,200.
Okay. A little less than that, but still, 2,554 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Isn't that crazy?
Did he list
he
off any?
Records.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he broke records, of course. It was first held by a guy in New Hampshire in 2018. So it's been a few years since it's been broken. Well, what they do after he got, because that pump, the fruit, like the seeds and everything inside, you know, it's hard to carve a pumpkin that big. And it's just not really that good. It's like those gigantic strawberries that they look good, but there's no flavor. It's kind of the same situation with these gigantic pumpkins. And so what they do is after they pick the winner and like, whoa, you won, dude. They take it, they lift it up with some heavy machinery, and then they smash it.
Oh.
So
isn't that fun?
Yeah, but it's kind of all just, it's like for sport, really. It's not, you know what I mean? They're just growing it to see how big they can get it.
Oh, yeah. They want to have the biggest pumpkin.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a sword fight, you know? So, yeah. So there's that. And he won $5,500 is what he won. They call it the World Pumpkin Weigh Off.
So $2 a pound, about.
Pretty much.
Quick math right there.
Yeah. Pretty much. So there you go. That's pretty fun, right? You know, if you want to grow some pumpkins, just start, just give it a try.
So how do they, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but how do they weigh it again? They like get, they wrap it in.
There's a big scale. No, kidding.
They lift it with a crane or something?
It's like they do with our luggage sometimes. That's like not like perfectly shaped, like a box or square or rectangle. They lift it up, you know, in like, or sometimes they weigh babies like this.
Oh, or the vet.
Or like
that's
fish.
Used to,
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's like an overgrown.
Yeah, they just hang
porpoise.
It. And what's displaced. Yeah.
Okay.
Where is this again, Lex?
Well, he's from New York, and the Great Pumpkin way off is in Syracuse. So,
okay.
Yeah, but it's mostly the East Coast farmers that participate.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Debate.
We'll first get Dawn to the Punxsutawney Phil, and then the next field trip will be field trip will be the Great Pumpkin Way Off. We'll send Lex. That'll be perfect.
I kind of
I love Gord Life.
Gord Life. I looked up an article from USA Today that has something on it, and as well as that, they have a man paddles an 846-pound pumpkin boat and sets a new world record.
Pumpkin boat?
Yeah, he carved out the, it's like a shell. I'll put this on my Twitter.
Oh, he,
it's like he carved out the middle of this big pumpkin and he's sitting in it. And
amazing, because it does float. Oh my gosh, I am looking at images right now. I want to do this.
Oh god!
The Nebraska man makes the longest journey by pumpkin. Oh my gosh, he was down the Missouri River for 12 hours. Is this the same guy, Don?
Yeah, I mean,
holy macaroni!
Yeah.
I would be so fearful that it would just rot, that the water would just, Fred Flintstoning it down the river, your feet would,
it's like a round pumpkin, so like it's topsy-turvy, it's not going to just be, you have to kind of balance, but he has a paddle for a canoe, and he's just, you know, doing it pumpkin style.
Wow. Yeah.
No.
Oh my God, a guy in Minnesota held the record before him. He went down the Red River between Minnesota and North Dakota in 2016.
Who thinks of this?
It was less than that.
Like, who dreams? Like, if you're sitting in your room, like, looking up at the stars, who dreams of carving out a big pumpkin? I'm going to go down the river. I'm going to huckleberry pumpkin this. I'm going to just go down.
Oh my God, this guy. I don't know, but I love this man. He has a cooler.
Oh, I'm not judging. I think it's fantastic. Good for him.
He has a cooler in there. Yeah, that's all you need. Some snacks. And an oar?
She's all about snacks.
Pumpkin, yeah.
That's true.
Some corn nuts, a little pumpkin mini bar in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely some roasted pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, you know? Something.
Don't you wish this was like
it's
your uncle?
A little meta, though.
Yeah. This was your uncle. My uncle is the pumpkin boat guy.
Yeah.
And he only has pumpkin spice crap in his cooler. He's got lattes and chips that are pumpkin flavored. And
would you talk about that uncle though? Would you? Yeah,
no.
Maybe. I mean, it would be
absolutely
a good story.
I would be so proud of this man.
I know you would.
He was my uncle.
You would. I know.
I'm seeing a picture right now of six people in pumpkins floating down the river.
Next PD&D.
That's in Wisconsin.
Pumpkin rafting.
Man. I never knew this existed.
Oh,
well, now that we do. Oh, well, would you do this, Dawn? Would this be okay with you? Or
no.
Is it? Oh, okay. I was thinking there's water, unless it's clear water.
No, she won't do it in a regular boat, let alone a gourd.
No. How about a pool? How about a lap pool?
Yeah, giant gourd. When we come back, we're not done with pumpkin news. Dawn's going to tell you the latest pumpkin-flavored item that might make you a little sick this morning. And then a big development in the Angelina Jolie Brad Pitt case. Lex has that. Stay with us. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Can't listen to us live. Listen to us later on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. We're hearing from you about our great pumpkin segment here. Chrissy writes to us about Alexis's story of the man who grew the biggest ass pumpkin you ever did see.
Yeah.
In what, Syracuse, Lex?
Yeah.
Syracuse is where? Yeah, well, Chrissy writes, I'm a My Talker and listening right now. I wanted to let you three know that there's a giant pumpkin way off right here in the cities. It happens every year, and it's actually happening this upcoming weekend. It's Harvest Fest in Stillwater. So, thank you, Chrissy. That's very nice of you to let us know.
Danielle just emailed the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they know all about it. And she was actually screaming at the radio. Imagine on a random Wednesday screaming about pumpkins at 6:30.
I'm sorry about that.
Daniel.
Oh, we did not know.
Yeah, we did not know. So thanks for telling us.
Great Pumpkin Smash? Is that what it's called in Stillwater?
Harvest Fest.
Harvest
pumpkin
Fest.
Drop Harvest Smash Fest. And a Pumpkin Boat Regatta. There's a Pumpkin Boat Regatta?
What? How do I join this?
They have pull tabs, Jason, she said.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Oh, they drop it from a 100-foot crane?
People in pumpkin boats and pull tabs, I'm there. I'm sure they have a cocktail or two. Sign me up, girl. That's fantastic.
Oh, I want to go to this week. I want to go to there. I'm going to put a link up on our show page, too.
I'm very sorry.
Thank you, everyone.
What was the woman's name, Dawn, that was screaming
Danielle
at the radio?
Garrett.
Danielle, I'm very sorry that you had to do that.
But we
just
heard
call us
you.
Next time.
We hear you.
Yeah.
We know I want now. To go to there.
She might have tried. I was looking for my headphones at another studio.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, Danielle. Well, we have one more pumpkin story, Danielle, if that floats your boat, no pun intended.
Your pumpkin boat.
Yeah, your pumpkin boat. Floats your pumpkin boat. What's up? Is this... Please don't tell me there's pumpkin spam.
There is pumpkin spam.
What?
I was listening to something about Elon Musk, and then the next segment on, I think it was NPR, was about all the pumpkin spice products and how much money they make, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, and even pumpkin spice spam. And I'm like, no. So I found an article that says, yes, pumpkin spice spam exists. And it started in 2019, and people describe it as, you know, really great. It has cloves and it has, you know, nutmeg and all those spice products that you find in a pumpkin pie. And you know, when you combine it with a fake ham, it's actually pretty good. They say, I am not going to subscribe to that idea.
No,
because I think the idea of spam is gross, and I know that it's a Minnesota thing, so sorry about that, but
I had no idea that there, like Oreos, there were so many spam varieties, not just the pumpkin one.
Oh yeah, that's a fun trip to go to the spam
museum.
Have you been there yet?
Mm-mm.
No.
I mean, granted, if the idea of eating that cubed formed meat is not something that's fun for you. You do get a little serving at the end. You can try the different flavors, but it is really cool how they kind of go through how they make it and also why they started making it.
For the war.
Exactly. Yep. But yeah, the pumpkin spice doesn't sound so great.
So there was a recommendation for how to cook it up that you can make yourself a hearty breakfast sandwich with it.
Yeah.
Or do a fall vegetable hash. So some hash browns with some pumpkin spice spam and some eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's still not convincing me.
No, not at all. But I'm not a pumpkin spice flavored. I don't like anything pumpkin spice. So it's not. But
and
here
don't love the spam. So you're right. It's kind of both. When you first said spam, I thought you were getting emailed, like spammed pumpkin spice stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, that's real too.
Well, this is the current. No, it's the food.
Like actual pumpkin spice spam. Yeah.
Here's the current lineup of spam flavors. Mm. We have your spam. We have your spam classic. We have your spam light. We have spam less sodium. We have spam with real Hormel bacon. We have spam with oven roasted turkey. We have spam hickory smoke. Spam hot and spicy.
Ew.
Jalapeno spam.
No!
Teriyaki spam. We have, and this is my personal favorite, spam with Portuguese sausage.
Oh, that, yeah. All right.
Spam with tacchino. Spam single classics in a little bag, like tuna. Mm-hmm. Not like Dawn's tuna, but tuna. And then light. Single spam servings, little slices of spam that you can put in salads and stuff like that. So there we go. There's your spam lineup for 2022.
It looks like on the Walmart website, it's sold out. It's out of stock right now, the pumpkin spice spam.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
it's that popular.
But you can get it at spam.com maybe or another.
Amazon maybe.
Amazon. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My husband grew up eating a lot of spam. And then my cousin who lives in Hawaii. Same thing. They make a lot of spam there.
There's a lot of restaurants in Hawaii feature spam.
Yep.
A lot, even fancy ones.
And they can cook it up real good.
Yep. They use it in a variety of really, they have it in sushi. Mm-hmm. I've had it in sushi.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. Switching gears, this was, this broke. I saw it in the New York Times later in the day. What the hell is going on with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt? What was this, Lex?
Oh, my gosh. Well, some of the details about the abuse allegations. Do you guys remember? Actually, it was in here in Minnesota at International Falls when their private plane stopped here and that kind of broke their relationship, because now Angelina and her team, they're saying really what happened. And she claims that Brad Pitt choked one of their children, struck another in the face, and also assaulted her too, grabbed her and shook her.
On the plane.
Now, she says they were going from France to California. But somehow, I don't know if it was just like a pit stop that they needed to take here. But I remember getting some calls from my talkers who said, oh my gosh, well, you know, there's this plane that stopped and they're definitely fighting. Something's going on. So anyway, the different stops, I guess. But this was when all of them were on the plane. Their six children. And now we're getting some of the details of what happened. And if that is what happened, wow.
The kids don't want anything
to do with him.
This isn't rumors per se. This is in court documents?
These are in court documents, yes, that Angelina Jolie's team has filed.
Yeah, this is because they already had a trial about this, and she didn't bring this up before. And there is one child who packs, the one who he got in an altercation with, who doesn't want to talk to him. I find this, like, why would you lie about something like this? Or why wouldn't you bring it up the first time?
Asking Angelina that?
Like, if it isn't true, or if it is true, why didn't she bring it up the first time?
Probably to protect the children.
And
maybe
now we're in a battle over an estate.
No, it's a valid question, but like, why the timing's curious, why now? And that's exactly what Brad Pitt's team is asking. They say that she's continued to rehash, revise, reimagine. This happened 6 years ago. They're saying that she's adding all these untrue statements about what happened, and that it's constantly evolving. So
were there any witnesses, Lex, or is this a he said, she said? In the reading of the article, did they mention any, like, flight attendants, any tarmac workers, or is it still a he said, she said?
Yeah, it's them and the children.
Okay.
So if one of the kids is like, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what are you going to do?
Right, well, and then one is saying that it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
If it's not, it's really gross to use the kids in this way. You know what I mean? I mean, you're putting them in a situation, and maybe you're putting them in a situation where they're going to have to answer these really difficult questions. And I don't know how old they are right now, but
6 years
old. Well,
older.
Maddox is 21. Pax is 18.
Oh, okay.
So the 21-year-old is the one that doesn't talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
It was directed towards him mostly.
Oh, dang. Oh, Shiloh's already 16. Whoa. And the twins are 14.
Oh, that's nuts.
Wow.
I can't believe how old they are. Well, maybe the age too. Someone said that earlier. Maybe the fact that now they're both, you know, both adults per se. Maybe that's why she waited.
That's the age of the kids. Yep.
I want to think that a mother would never make up such a heinous story about this. You know what I mean?
And I'm definitely not accusing her of that.
No. I didn't say you were. I'm just saying, I wonder the same thing.
Yeah.
But, ugh, gross.
Well, and then there's more, too, like that he grabbed her, shook her, that he pushed her against the bathroom wall, then he punched the ceiling of the plane several times, prompting her to leave the bathroom, and then he choked one of the kids and struck another in the face, that he poured beer on Jolie and red wine on the children. Like, so
was he drunk?
Pretty detailed.
Yes.
He was?
Yeah. Saying he's in recovery.
Yeah, okay. He has admitted to that.
Okay. I know, because it's been so long ago. I don't remember the details of what led to the explosion. So, yeah. Ugh. When we come back, we're going to remember one of the first ladies of country music, Loretta Lynn. Dawn has that when we return. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Droopy Dog. Old cartoon from the Tex Avery era. Came across that laser disc a couple days ago when I was looking for a VCR for the movie. It's like, oh, look, there's my laser disc player. And there's my Tex Avery laser disc. Yeah. And my Madonna Blind Ambition laser disc. Those are two of the seven I have left. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I won't get rid of it. I don't want to get rid of that laser disc machine because.
Yeah,
you can't buy those things anymore. No, you can't.
Ew. Mom, my parents sold ours at a garage sale. It was like later on. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. Because I have the original unaltered Star Wars trilogy on Laserdisc. Yeah.
Nice.
Before the special editions.
Dork alert.
I know. Sorry.
Okay. We all are.
Yeah.
For different things.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here, everybody. The first lady of country music, Loretta Lynn, passed away. Just a legend, right, Don?
Yes. She died at 90 years old at her estate, and she died peacefully in her sleep. Her family released a statement. You know, she was a legend because she had said, you know, her husband, who she married when she was 13, that's another story, but that her husband really fought for her to get out there and be a performer. And she would write songs about what she really saw in her life and what she really, you know, thought about. And when she ended up in Nashville, she realized that people didn't do that. She was just one of the only ones singing about how she really felt and what she saw around her, including songs about birth control, just her roots, coal miner's daughter, one of her famous songs, you know, really did a lot for women and talking about being brave and truthful in a world where, you know, women weren't seen as equals, you know, and that was a big thing in the country music world. And I think we have a montage here of her songs if you want me to play it. Here we go.
Yes, please.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter, and I'll come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. And what you see, 'cause if you're looking at me, you're looking at country.
Oh God.
Wow. Amazing.
She was just a legend, and it's just, you know, these legends are passing away, and it's like, where is our childhood going, you know? Just go ahead.
You were talking about the trailblazer aspect of her career. Wasn't it true some country, you know, when we had this with the Dixie Chicks, and then country music radio stations have historically sometimes had problems with female country stars for a variety of reasons. Shania, the Dixie Chicks, Faith Hill, but wasn't Loretta one of the first ones? Some stations refused to play some of her more controversial topicked songs. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
She was a huge trailblazer for the feminist movement. And her audience had never heard things before. Like, okay, I don't need to, you know, like, if you don't come home drinking and wanting some loving, you know, things like that. People didn't even think they could say to their husband.
Yeah.
You know, and also songs about birth control. And, you know, that was a big thing. Like, I've got the pill, you know, she says in one of her songs. And it's just, once we got into the 60s, she was really, you know, a voice for women who felt like they didn't really have one or didn't know that they had permission to talk. And that's always important, whether it be, you know, that you're a painter or any type of artist, that you give people a voice.
My grandma Betty loved the song. And this is how I kind of knew, even for, because A, they loved Coal Miner's Daughter, the movie. They made me watch that with Sissy Spacek. Yeah, because my grandma was a huge Loretta Lynn fan. And I just remember her talking. I don't know what the song is called. Someone will. But there's a song that she wrote about being alone because of the Vietnam draft.
Yes. And
that pissed people off. Again, up until basically Walter Cronkite called it kind of a stalemate. And Johnny Carson started making jokes. Once those two kind of called it, then, you know, the pop culture floodgates kind of opened. But it was my understanding that the radio stations wouldn't really play that song, that really pissed people off.
Oh, I'm sure.
That she talked about being left alone while her man went to go fight in Vietnam. I can't remember the song, but I can... It doesn't matter.
I'm reading about Fist City. I was like, what is that song about? Whoa.
Called what?
Fist City.
Not even going to talk
and,
about it.
And it, right. Well, I was because she was like, okay. All right. Well, it's about her husband and having affairs with other women and while she was touring. And that was one of the songs that was banned in the 1960s because of the controversial theme.
God forbid a song should talk about a man having an affair.
Right.
A 21-year-old man who married her when she was 13. Good old Doolittle, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Doolittle. And by 21, she had already had four children.
Right.
Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah.
I really, no.
Wow.
Four.
And then I guess she had six total.
Right. I really need to go back. You know, she started performing with Jack White.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of the younger audiences know about her.
Chandler Rose. Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to need to look up some of those. I haven't really ever listened to those songs.
I'm going to go back and watch Coal Miner's Daughter.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in so many years. That one and Sweet Dreams, two of my favorite country biopics. Sweet Dreams about Patsy Cline, Jessica Lange, and then Sissy. And Patsy and Loretta were friends.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And they made, if memory serves me right, Patsy made an appearance, or an actress, but Patsy made an appearance in Coal Miner's Daughter, and Loretta Lynn was featured in Sweet Dreams. By the way, if you haven't seen Sweet Dreams, I know where that is. That's on HBO Max, unless they took it down. But, you can see it. It's really good. Ed Harris plays Charlie, Patsy's husband. It's a really good biopic. Really, really good. Jessica Lange does such a good job. But anyway,
watch that for sure.
It'd be a good combo. Little Coal Miner's Daughter and Sweet Dreams. So there we go. Loretta Lynn, everybody. Like Dawn said, we're losing the legends, especially of our childhood. So appreciate them while we're here. That's going to do it for our one. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, and Jason Matheson. Hey, and also, more importantly, way more importantly, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. My Talk has teamed up with Alexis's family at Southern Lights to shed light on this important month. Check out events and find a list of resources on our website, mytalk1071.com. Keyword awareness. When we come back, Constance Wu speaks out about harassment on the set of her TV show. Mm-hmm. Plus, good news with Frasier fans next.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 smart bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.